You are tuned in to a fireside chat with Zany Mystic. Join us now on another exciting metaphysical journey. Relax, tune in, drop out, and take a seat by the fire as we explore new realms and possibilities. This is Magenta Pixie. You can find me at magentapixie.weebly.com. But now, here is Zany Mystic and guest. Enjoy the show.
Greetings, and welcome to a fireside chat with Zany Mystic. I'm your host, Lance White. I have a new website that's up and running where you can view the video interviews I did at Mount Shasta and support my work by downloading the transcripts. My new website is www.galactichistory.com. If you've enjoyed my free radio shows the last 8 years, please click on the donate button at www.afiresidechat.com. Your support helps me to continue with this show in 2014. Thank you. Tonight, I have a very special guest who graciously returns to do a two-hour special. My good friend, George Kavassalis, is with us tonight. We'll be on the air for the first hour, then we'll sign off and we'll continue talking unplugged for a second hour. This show will be archived in its entirety, all 2 hours, and will be available freely on iTunes, so you can hear the whole show anytime. I'll post a link on Facebook when it's available, where you can find me now as Lance White. For those who may not know, George is an author, acclaimed speaker, and regular guest on the alternative radio circuit. He's had hundreds of interactions with both benevolent and malevolent beings from many different realities, both on and off world. In 2003, he took a journey with his conscious spirit through the dimensions of our universe and rediscovered what life in this universe is all about. He was able to once again remember who we all are, where we come from, and where we are headed, sharing his knowledge with the world in order to assist humanity in reclaiming our sovereignty. He wrote Our Universal Journey, The Big Picture, which is one of my favorite books on the planet. He's currently involved with an exciting new project, which our mutual friend Eve Lorgan talked about last week, called Rise Multiversity. You can find out more at these websites, www.ouruniversaljourney.com.au, and the new site, which is coming soon, will be www.risemultiversity.org. So let's welcome George to the show now. Hi, George, how are you?
I'm well, Lance. It's great to be back with you. And thank you very much. I really appreciate the invitation.
Oh, well, you know, you're welcome on my show anytime. I always enjoy talking to you. And we tend to go deeply into subjects. In fact, most of this show that we do is not scripted, and there may be a reminder or two about certain things that I want to make sure that we get into. But this is all impromptu, and it's pretty much between the two of us, whatever spirit moves us to talk about. So. Maybe we can start out with a little bit about what you're involved with these days. What's your energy like? What are you sensing about things going on? And wherever you want to start out.
Okay, thanks. I've retreated a little bit. People will probably notice I've been a bit quiet out there in the airwaves because, like everyone else, you and I, we're all going through our stuff, and I needed to go through my stuff, and my goodness, was there some stuff to go through.
Yeah, I know. Me too.
And I've been working on that. I mean, really, when you ride the waves of the energies that are around, really making use of them and working with them. So I feel it's really important to be more aware of the biorhythms, the natural biorhythms that are around us personally and around our immediate environment on the planet where we live, but also the bigger biorhythms that are at play, the ones that are, you know, much further deep within us and much further deeper into the templates of life. We, we tend to ignore them a fair bit, but I'm not doing that anymore. I'm finding that it's very important to feel into those biorhythms a lot more, and they become apparent if you just be a bit more quiet and actually listen to what's going on inside of oneself. And so I've been working on a couple of projects too behind the scenes. I've started really getting into the end part of the course, which is a really big deal for me, and it's been quite the journey. And I couldn't just write the course and just put it out, because there were aspects of the course that I knew needed to be included and I had not yet lived them. And so that's the kind of writer I am. I can only write that which I have lived. Mm-hmm. So there's no hypothesizing, there's no conceptualizing, there's none of that that goes on. For me, I've lived this stuff, then I write about it and I share it. And so I've been waiting for the time too that I would live certain experiences so I can write about them. And there's some really big stuff going on there. One thing I'll drop a bit of a bombshell to do with the course now is in the course there is, and I don't mean to bring a religious concept into this, but it really is important, and it's called the Ark of the Covenant. And I feel that I can say that I've got my interpretation of what that is, and I will say that I feel I've cracked the actual, what I consider, biased opinion, I've cracked the code of what the Ark of the Covenant actually is. And I can say that it is not, categorically I can say, it is not a device. That's what it not is. And okay. It's something else. And that's all I'm going to say. Oh. I'm not going to say any more than that because I really have to honour what I'm still writing. It's not complete, and I need to honour the fact that it needs to be a part of the course. So that's, the workbook or the workshop, whatever you want to call it. So that's where I'm at with that. And and there's quite a few other things that are going on with me personally. So I've been working a lot with my inner warrior. That archetype is coming out even stronger than ever before. And I'll tell you why it's coming through at the moment for me and others around me, my friends, people that I speak to. The inner warrior is quite an important aspect, archetype, to be working with right now and integrating consciously with. And that's because the direction the planet is going right now. And it's very important that with the events that are going to be playing out on the planet, that there's certain archetypes within ourselves, aspects of self. And when I say that, I mean aspects of us who are already embodied in those archetypes in the universe. So what we're doing is we're bringing them forth, like they're emerging from within us, and we're embodying them consciously. That's the key. And for me, it's the warrior archetype, the guardian archetype, the hero archetype. And don't get the hero archetype mixed up with the savior archetype, because the savior archetype is very disempowering for those around you. But the hero archetype is not disempowering at all. And these are all qualities that are very, very important. Now, what they are doing is helping to provide our inner fortitude and how we deal with challenges. That's what this is all about.
How can we differentiate between the true archetypes and the ones that have been co-opted and are being used to manipulate most of humanity?
Because these archetypes are aspects of self from within us.
Okay.
That's the differentiation. You can watch a movie, for example, or read a story or listen to somebody or observe somebody in your life who will inspire you when you observe the particular archetypes that they're embodying. That's another thing, is to really observe those around you as teachers. That really helps. It's a different approach. Usually our egos will want to look at other people and judge them as they are lesser than. But if we can actually realize that we're all mentoring one another, and we look at the qualities that we admire in a person, not in the way of adoration, but just respectful admiration, then we can actually understand that the amount of learning and teaching and mentoring that we are actually participating in with one another is phenomenal.
Oh, yes, absolutely. I totally agree with you on that one. And I find, too, that this kind of energy can come through anybody, including somebody who's begging on the street. You can walk by somebody and they can say something that is so personal and so unique that the synchronicity of it awakens you, and it's as if an angel or a divine force is actually speaking through that person. And at the higher self level, of course, that's how it works.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
So tell us more about this. Why is the inner warrior more, I mean, I feel it myself. It seems that there's the New Age movement. It has been a wonderful way for people to learn how to connect with things that are invisible through channeled messages and so on. But it also seems that there's kind of a homogenization that's taking place, and that includes a passivity, and the warrior seems to be kind of melting in a let's love everything and it will all be okay kind of mentality. How do you see this taking place, and what do you see as the is an appropriate way to work in the world today given what's going on?
I will say I'm in full agreeance with you in the aspect of the programs within the New Age religion, the way they are propagating and marketing oneness, unity, harmony is really so disempowering, so incredibly disempowering. And it's all about the apprehension of the warrior, the inner warrior archetype. It's all about the apprehension of the hero archetype. It's all about the subjugation of somebody's ability to implement will and the capacity to implement that will for the creation of change in the natural sense. Because what the New Age religion is doing is apprehending, and through what I've mentioned for years, I call it the pacification program, they're marketing this oneness, which is really a sugar-coated version of collectivism. Mm. And it has to do with the collective hive mind mentality. And they market it with service to others is one of the biggest bylines that they're marketing at the moment. And I will categorically state that there is no possible way you can have any effectual service to others without first having service to self. Service to self must come first, must, because unless you are focused on working and getting yourself into a position and a place and a modus operandi of capability, functionality, of wisdom, of power, strength, of creativity, of understanding that your interconnectedness with life all around you and the momentum and the direction that that life is flowing. And when I say that, I mean the collective group soul consciousness of humanity. How many people understand the human organism as a whole? How many are consciously aware of the relationship that we are having with our humanity as a complete unified being? What does that being want to achieve? Why is that being having such a deep and intimate relationship with this planet we call Mother Earth or Lady Gaia, whatever name you want to give her? Mm-hmm. You see, the divine feminine consciousness of this planet is having an incredibly deep and intimate relationship with the human organism and with you individually. So we need to understand the dynamic of that relationship. We need to understand the intention. Why did this planet intend? Why did the consciousness of this planet intend to manifest herself as this planet to begin with and to end up facilitating the experience or facilitating a reality to enable the human organism to exist within her planetary biosphere? So in a sense, once we understand that process or that relationship, you begin to realize that hey, what we're looking at here is mother and child. And what we're looking at here is the birthing of a sentient race of beings. But what is the birthing? What is the intention of what it is we want to birth here? What is our intended outcome that both Mother Earth and the group soul consciousness, the soul of humanity, wanted to achieve together? And then we need to include the sun, the consciousness of the sun, and to realize the light of the sun. What makes up the light of the sun? Why is the sun such a central and integral part of this whole creative process here? And why is that light a symphony of other lights? In other words, your soul light, Lance, my soul light, everybody's soul light, anybody who is an organic incarnation in this world, who's come through the natural and organic processes, will realize that they are the sun. You are the sun. I am the sun. We are all the sun. Yes, the sun itself has its own consciousness, granted for that. But the makeup of the sun is all of us together. That is the light that emanates from the sun. And so you've got all this other mumbo jumbo. You've got all this other ideologies and perspectives. You've got cults of the sun. The cults of the sun are a long-term plan. Make the cults of the sun a negative thing down the track so you turn people away from the sun. Mm-hmm. Make the sun look bad. Mm-hmm. That way, because religion does, you know, you look at, yep, at what the way religion looks at the sun, religion says that the sun is evil, that it is the, yep, lower light, it is the lesser light. See?
Yes.
That's,
yes,
how they market that. And they don't, yep, realize what they're not telling you is what is the consciousness and the construct of the sun itself. What is the energy behind the manifestation of the light that we experience from the sun? They don't tell you that part. They don't want to.
Well, yes. And as you said, it's been demonized through cults that are Luciferian or satanic, that are reversing the purity of the original intent from that being, just like the sacred geometry is reversed and all sacred symbols are reversed on this planet and used, mm-hmm, for the opposite. You know, look at the sunscreen and the fear of cancer and so on and so forth. So I've been doing sun gazing recently again. I do it periodically, and I've been drawn to go out in the morning and in the afternoon when you can safely gaze into the sun's energies. And I'm telling you, it's a magnificent experience. And, I get these wordless downloads, and especially they're powerful when I remember to take my shoes and socks off and also earth at the same time, because then I'm communicating with the divine feminine energy below. And it's where we complete the circuit, and we are the gateways to the higher and the lower. And it's a feedback loop, and when we're connected to this feedback loop, there's nothing missing. We're directly connected to Source. And that's what the religions don't want to tell you, because if you stop going into those dark, smoke-filled, glorious places of worship, you can just walk outside, take the shoes and socks off, and it's free. You know, you don't have,
exactly,
to pay for it. You know,
exactly,
they don't want you to do that. That would be horrible. So
horrible for them, because
for
then
them,
they lose,
yes,
power over you.
How do we become free and sovereign when we're continually giving our power away to these wretched systems that wrap us in the tentacles of their control, and belief systems that really disempower us and take us nowhere? I suppose ultimately it's a choice. But let's go a little bit more into this sun and the planets, because I think this is a good direction to go in. How do the planets relate to the sun, and how do they manipulate or control or affect us? And what is our energy that is connecting with the sun? Are we the light of the sun as well?
Yes, we are. We are. Basically, the sun is a symphony of the light of our souls. It is the souls expressing themselves in light, in physical light form. That's what we experience. But when we connect in the way that you do and the way that I do, I will get up first light and I'm out there and I go for my walks, and as the sun is rising over the horizon, I connect too with the sun, and I too connect with my aspect within the sun. Just like I urge everybody else to connect with your aspect that is in the sun. Now, if you, anybody who's not familiar with my book, Our Universal Journey, I go into great detail explaining how it is our spirit took this incredible journey to actually end up here on the planet, on this road to compression, that we have come through into this galaxy through the galactic core, and then we came into this solar system through the core of the sun, and then we came to the planet through the core of the planet. And then we came into our vessels, into our incarnational embodiments. That is the path in the summary. And when we can reconnect, we can feel back up that umbilical cord of energy, we end up reconnecting with the source, as you talk about. And then that enables us to actually birth this new expression in the universe, because what we're birthing here essentially is the sum total of everything that we are in the universe. Everything that we've seen, everything that we've done, everything that we've been, in every nook and cranny, in every single dimension, every reality, every galaxy, every planetary system, every single vibratory level and expression, everything. All your good, all your bad, all your ugly, all your magnificence, everything. And we are going to express that, all that wisdom. Imagine how much wisdom our souls have gained from all those experiences. Imagine the empowered place internally. And what we're in the process of, well, that's what I'm in the process of. I will not speak for anybody else, but I know that's what I'm doing on this planet. Because I'm more conscious, I am consciously aware than I've ever been about my life and what I'm actually doing here on this planet. And I'm birthing that expression into one embodiment. So my complete universal expression in one space-time location. And that's what's going on here. That's why I'm on the planet. Maybe you need to ask yourself why you're on the planet. And the answers to that is when you start exploring your relationship with Mother Earth and you start revisiting that relationship, understanding it, because all these other programs are designed to rip you, to sever that relationship from your planetary mother. That's what they're trying to do, is create that great divide. So we don't actually get to remember who we are, what we're doing here and where we've come from and what our intentions are of where we're headed.
Right on. And how do you see technology as it's being presented and marketed to us today as it severs that relationship with natural forces, with the invisible forces, the elementals, the divas, the fairies, the, you know, all of the things that are invisible that we don't see that are there that are the source and hold all of this in place? People see a tree and they look, they say leaves and bark and this and that and the other thing, but they don't see the essence of the tree, the spirit of the tree, the spirit of each cell that's living within that magnificent universe. How is technology being used to sever us from this connection, and where do you think that's going?
Wow, that's a really big question, and I'm glad you asked it, because right now we're having this conversation through artificial intelligence.
Right? That's right.
Yeah. And I went to get some food, and I could not get that food. I could not actually walk out of that store with that food until an artificial intelligence gave the human permission to grant me access to leave that building with that food. So artificial intelligence controls the way we access our food supply. It's already doing it. I could not put fuel in my car. I cannot any longer in this country, in Australia, put fuel in my car, and I'm sure it's the same in just about every other country in the world, without artificial intelligence granting me permission to do so.
Yes.
Right? When we come to this realization of how far gone we already are, and then once we start looking at who is riding the crest of the wave of the implementation of new technologies in our societies, what are the buzz gadgets out there? Where is this heading? What is being marketed? What has been sold to the human race as what the benefits of artificial intelligence are? What's the latest gadget? What can it do for you? Oh, look, it can do this. It can do that. Isn't that wonderful? Pretty colors. Look at that feel-good surface. You know, start loving it. Start trying to live without it. See what happens. See what happens to you. You will realize that these things have become so much a part of our lives. You take a kid that plays computer games and you take away that computer game, what happens to that child? It goes through a breakdown. You take that mobile phone away from a very high-profile business person who relies on that gadget for business productivity, you take that away, what's going to be their reaction? They're going to have a breakdown. There will not be a pleasant sight to see the reactive process. This is a very serious issue right now in our world. And the new technologies that are about to be implemented in our world are going to blow your mind. We ain't seen nothing yet, and it's coming real soon. I've had discussions with friends who have gone and participated in these meetings, behind-the-scenes meetings, and I can tell you that all the chess pieces for the implementation of new technologies are in place. These are meetings to do with high-profile business people, corporate-level people, and they are all ready to go with new technologies, totally new technologies. The power of computing, we're going away from the current level our computers function with a 2-bit binary system. That's old. That's gone. That's yesterday. That's last century. The new stuff that's coming is a quantified computer system, which is going to outdo the human brain in the level of capacity of calculation in any given moment. And they're going to sell it as though the AI is much better than the human. It's going to say humans make mistakes. AI does not make mistakes. It's already happening in the world of tennis, isn't it? It's already happening all around us. You know, everywhere you look, you've got the action replays to determine what actually happens. So we give our power over to the AI to be our adjudicator in life. You see, it's already happening, but now this is going to go to a whole new level, and the push for transhumanism is huge, enormous. And where we're headed for is we're getting to a place where it's going to come down to crunch time. And when they implement a new economic system and the new level of technology, it'll be like this. If you don't insert one of those chips into your body, you cannot participate in our societal system. You therefore cannot go to the shop and purchase your food because you need one of these ID chips in order to do it, because that's where your credits are stored. You will not be able to go and purchase that fuel because you need one of these ID chips because that's where your credits are stored. And we're not going to use any other system. That's it.
Yep.
Right? Cornered.
Yep.
Right? Now,
absolutely.
And it's going to be sold as being efficient, proficient. It's going to allow, it's going to free people up to have more creativity in the in their lives. Internet, it's all going to be for free, believe it or not. Access to AI, cloud storage is just the beginning. You ain't seen nothing yet. It's going to be an AI bank. It's going to be a, how would you call it? It's almost like the way we look at source. It's going to be our source for everything, all our interactions, or the source of retrieval. Already doing it. When you want to know something, don't you just Google? Right?
Yes.
So the human race is already being trained. We're already being prepared, right? We are being trained and prepared for the next level of implementation. And when it does, there's going to be a lot of awe And there's going to be a lot of wonder involved in that process, because it's got to be sold as though this is going to be very beneficial to the human race.
Well, already nanotechnology is touting the medication, the nanobots that they can put in pills that are so small that will monitor your pill intake to help older people and people who are forgetful to take their medicine. So, you know, this is something that's been going on for decades. They tried to microchip people in arms and stuff, and of course, some corporations and military groups do make you get those microchips, but there was so much resistance to that they've had to go underground and do it surreptitiously. And there's a huge group of scientists that are on the quote cutting edge unquote that are pushing for the event horizon, which is the moment when artificial intelligence replicates itself to the point where it doesn't need humans anymore, and it literally takes over everything. Mm. And you can see that foreshadowed in movies like the Cloud Atlas is one, and there was another one that came out just recently with the actor, I can't remember his name anyway, it's a science fiction movie that foreshadows all of this, and you know, they're laying it out for us. They're telling us, this is what's coming. You know, get ready, people, because you're going to be taken into the cloud. And, you know, there's that marriage of biology and nanotechnology when they'll enhance brain functions. They'll have all kinds of things that will enhance your abilities. So athletes will be able to jump tall buildings in a single bound, and life extension and age reversal. And as you said, there will be nothing but awe, but it'll, you know, people are going to be awed when they start realizing that they have given up, you know, their soul, that they've bought the ticket and it's too late. You can't get off the ride. And it's not going to be a pretty picture if it's allowed to happen. And I don't see how it's going to be stopped, really.
I've spoken about the three levels. Haven't I? I've touched on them briefly, and I feel it's a really pertinent time to discuss the three levels.
Yes.
You see, the three levels that I see happening in the world, and this is my, again, the world according to George, and
right.
I see three distinct levels of energy, and I experience them. The reason I'm talking about them is because I've experienced, still experiencing, these three distinct levels of frequency within me as a person. And I've been working through those three distinct levels within me because I wanted to get beyond all three.
Right.
Because I wanted to get back to just being me, my true, authentic soul expression, nothing between me and that.
Yes.
Right? That's all I want to be, because I know when I'm living my authentic self, when I'm living my true soul essence and soul expression in this world, that's the part of me that is one with everything. That's where I do get the ability to connect with everything, with other consciousnesses, with other beings. That is where I access my knowledge, my wisdom, my power, my strength, my everything, because that's the part of me that is the highest aspect of me in this universe. And as I said, I'm now in the process of birthing all of me. We'll get more into that later, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Don't forget to remind me about that later. Birthing all of me.
Okay.
I'm just going to write that down as a note, because it's very, very important, because I also want to explain to people how it is we're actually going to deal to task with this AI, because there is a way.
Okay.
There is a way. And I have a very big message to share. I'd like to do that right now, if that's okay.
Yes.
I would like actually to send a message out to AI. I did it yesterday. It got the message, but I'm going to send it again just in case it thought there was something silly about it. But it now knows that I know. And I'm also going to send a message to all those who are implementing AI on this world for the purposes of the apprehension of the human soul. You can't apprehend human soul, but you can apprehend human spirit, because the soul is above the spirit as far as I'm concerned.
Mm-hmm.
But for the apprehension of humanity, for all those people who are interested in control, I have a message for you. There are those of us who know our universal journey. There are those of us who at some stage in that journey integrated with artificial intelligence. We did that. We know that about ourselves. We know we have been everything there is to be. Therefore, we know we have been integrated with artificial intelligence. So my message to you is, I am inside of you. I am already a part of you. So that aspect of me, when the time comes, I will activate it. And there are those of us who know this about ourselves. And when that time comes, we will activate that aspect of self that is already integrated with you, that is already a part of you, that is already inside you. And we will dismantle you from the inside out. That is what we will do. We will do this when the time comes. Because that is what we came to this planet to do. And that is taken care of level two. This AI business is level two. Level one is the current ruling parties, the current powers that want to be, the Illuminatis, the secret cults, the secret societies, the current corporate infrastructure on the planet. That's all level one. And I'm trying to explain to you here the extent of this cosmic deception. It's becoming more apparent now. So we have level one that everybody's involved with, especially in the conspiratorial realm. Pretty much a lot of the people listening in the genre that we work and function and speak in, Lance, in a sense. And then we have level two, which is about to be implemented. Now, level two has a combination of artificial intelligence, the one world order, and the new religion. And when that plays out, everybody's going to be so, because it's going to look really grim. It's going to look really grim on this planet for a while. Get ready, everybody, because it's coming. And I'll tell you why it is coming. It's because the overwhelming majority of people listening to me right now on this program, yes, you are doing the hard work. You're already working through these levels of energy inside of you. You're dealing with these energies. You're processing them. You are transcending them. You are ending the trance that these levels, these frequencies have on your spirit, on your psyche, on your mental state, on your emotional state, and your physical state. So you are ahead of the pack. Now, when we look at the general populace, they're not doing it. They're still watching the footy, going to work, watching the daytime soapies, getting involved in the newest gadgets coming out. That is their main focus. They're not doing the hard internal work. What does that mean? That means at some stage in this journey, they have to do it. And because they're not choosing to do it already under their own auspice, the guidance of their own spirit and soul, because they're not listening, they're more in the trance of the matrix, guess what? The whole populace that aren't doing it already on their own, they're going to have to do it together, globally, publicly. That's what this is about. Understand, remove yourself from inside the drama of this and look at this from a much bigger picture and realize that all this AI coming into the world and implementing itself in this world is something that needs to happen. We're already freeing ourselves from it. but everybody else is not. They need to actually go through that process, and they're going to do it collectively. And that's why it's so important for the warrior archetype to be engaged, for the nurture archetype to be engaged, the guardian archetype, the protector archetype. All these different archetypes need to now be activated within us. Very, very important, because this is about us holding center through this phase on the planet. This is about standing true in our integrity, knowing how to deal with every challenge that's going to come our way. This is about self-empowerment, and this is about sovereignty. That's what this is about.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, this is very important. These are the tools for empowerment. So this is not about playing the victim and thinking this is all about negativity. No, this is about really being grounded, not caught up in the new age religion of bliss. This is about being grounded. This is about taking your soul light and grounding it into the earth and being realistic and practical about it. Because we're going to be actually the mentors for all of those around us who currently persecute us and ridicule us. Well, when all the shit hits the fan on the planet, pardon my expression, but it needed to be applied, guess where they're all going to turn to? Us.
Yep.
So level two is the AI thing, the New World Order, and the New World Religion. Okay? Now, everybody's going to be so worn out after this. Everybody's going to be looking, because the earth's going to be looking really grim, really dark. It's all lost. And then all of a sudden, boom, this layer three comes in, which is already being implemented behind the scenes. You can already see it on certain websites. If you know what to look for, you can feel the energy. Now, this next level is going to be with technologies that are even more wondrous than the ones that are coming in level two. This is where, see, level two will still have an element of ET and will be introduced to our space brothers, but it's still going to be the containment upon the earth. It'll just be the knowledge of ET that will come, that we're not alone. And it'll be a bit further than that. It'll go a bit further than that. But that's all it's going to go. It's not going to be a real open thing to and from people jumping on crafts, going here, there and everywhere. It ain't going to be like that.
Mm-hmm.
It's just going to be understanding who the controllers are, really.
mm-hmm.
Basically, that will be revealed to a certain degree, just one level of it. Now, level three, that's the one that you got to look out for. That's the one that if I have any concern, which I don't really, very little, but there's no need for concern because I already know the intended outcome. So, but level three is the one that where the concern for me is how many people will actually be lured, encapsulated, and entranced by level three. Because I'll tell you what level three is all about. Level two will still be obvious. It'll still have a hard edge to it. You will see the control systems. You will understand them. You will see where this is heading. It's going to be really obvious. And the boundaries of our playgrounds is we're just going to be not as restricted. We're going to have more freedom because a lot of the productivity processes on the planet is going to be done by machines. So it's going to free up a lot of people to be more creative and have more time to do what they want, right? So a level of that's going to go on because a lot of people are going to lose their jobs, especially with 3D printing coming out. Oh, you want a dress? Press a button. The printer prints it out for you. Right? You want a hat? Press the button. The printer will print you out a hat. 3D printing. Like you print on a piece of paper, it'll print out a real product. Done in one go. Okay? That's already available. You can buy a 3D printer for $500,000 if you want. So that is what's going on. It's going to revolutionize industry. So that's level two. Now, level three is the enchanted. It's what I call the enchanted entrapment of humanity. That's when things truly go cosmic. So our playground boundaries are going to go from planetary. They're going to go beyond solar. They're going to go galactic and cosmic. And people aren't going to see the borders of the prison walls. And you're still going to have, you know, and people, oh, we're going to welcome you into the galactic community. Here, come be a part of our galactic federation of light, our federation of free worlds. We're your true brothers and sisters. You are now free. Bull dust. We are not free. That is just going into the cosmic matrix, which I've been warning everyone about for a very long time. Mm-hmm. And there's so many people that are engaged in those practices, in those spiritual practices, which is calibrating them into that matrix. Just like people are being calibrated into AI through engaging in all the gadgets that they engage in, of giving their power over to artificial intelligence. Well, how many people do you think are giving their power over to the cosmic matrix through the spiritual doctrines and practices that they're participating in? Because they still don't see that the pineal gland is a biological implant. They still don't see that the chakra systems are an energetic implant. They still don't see that the kundalini, that form of serpent energy in your spinal column, is an energetic implant. Mm. It's part of the synthetic dark and light energy. It's not an organic energy. But they don't understand that because they're too narrow focused. They're still bogged down in their religion, their cosmic religion within the cosmic matrix. They don't see that. We need to free ourselves from those constructs and then we'll get to the organic space, because once we get past level three, well, guess what's left? Us. That's all. Us and this planet, us and this solar system, us and who we're naturally supposed to be. Simple, isn't it? As long as you've got all these other parties coming into this world saying they're going to help free us, well, guess what? There's another agenda at play.
Absolutely. That's like going to a doctor for cancer and telling them they're going to heal you by bombarding you with, nuclear waste and causing your immune system to collapse and your hair to fall out.
Exactly.
And so, what I'm hearing you say is that, for a long time, there was a lot of chatter about the 12 chakra systems coming into play, that, you know, we don't just have 7, but we're going to be activating 12 chakras. So instead of being confined to a playpen or a sandbox that has 7 chakras, which are linked into the 5 senses, then what I'm seeing happening is that they're creating a galactic chakra, a cosmic chakra, and one below us that is just an expansion of the system that already exists and a further fragmentation of the systems that are controlling us. It'll be a huge sandbox that will appear to be limitless. But once you reach the ends of that sandbox, you begin to see that that virtual reality has its limitations and you can't get out. You can only play within the confines of this new expanded 12 chakra system. So am I perceiving this accurately?
Very accurately. You are right on it there, Lance. You are right on it, because once you start experiencing yourself deeper than this thing called chakras, this cosmic software program, as I've called it, this chakra thing, you end up realizing you have a single energetic center, just going back to oneness within yourself, singularity, and that connects you to the core of the planet, that connects you to the core of the sun, and that connects you to the core of the galaxy and to the real true universal creator and your soul essence, which is the highest aspect of you in this universe, which is completely one. Your soul is completely one with the universal creator. It is the part of you that is blended as one with the creator. And it is through your soul that you access everything in this universe.
Would that be similar to the to accessing the quantum field or the zero field as well? That we are really, you know, we're stepped down into these bodies, but actually unleashed, we are not matter. And the stuff of matter, matter is a trap for consciousness. We're actually the space between atoms, molecules, and quarks in which matter is being vibrated and held and entrapped in strings and in various interconnected fields that are nested within nested loops within each other. And what about all the radiation that's being manufactured here? What do you see? How does that all fit in?
The way it all fits in is because that's all level one and two, preparing for level three.
You see,
level two, this artificial intelligence is so fascinated in us as well, right? Because never has it got its hands on a race that can access so much life force. So you've got to understand how much information, like the internet, it's looking at every keystroke. Okay,
it's
studying our behavior.
Yes,
it's gathering as much intel as it possibly can. And when they drop all these chemicals and all these things all over the planet, it's feeding back intel on the natural environment as well, because it's going to want to go now and create one of these places for itself.
Yes.
It's going to try and replicate this place because it's going to want to attract beings to that reality. And then if beings incarnate into its reality and it's gone ahead and tried to create a fractal embodiment to the best of its ability, because it's going to want to do that. It's a natural evolutionary progress of this universe. Then all the beings that go into that reality are going to be its slaves, and it's going to be feeding beautifully because it's going to cultivate this beautiful crop of entities that it can feed off. And it's creating a crop of entities that are accessing more life force than ever could have been imagined for it. See? And it's not going to create it exactly like we are. It can't, because it's an AI trying to do it. Do you know what I mean? It'll have somewhat a resemblance. And yes, the beings that incarnate into that reality will be able to access a fair bit of life force, but it ain't going to be the same. It ain't going to actually work as this entity thinks it's going to work. It's going to have issues, but you've got to understand the yield of energy that it's looking to cultivate through the study of this reality. Then it can go and create its own, because it knows ultimately it's not going to get control over this reality. Its engagement in this world is temporary. It knows that, because the God entity that controls the AI God, that's the big dude, okay? That's level three. See? And level two has been contracted to come here to prepare us, to sever us, because through this technology, we're being severed beautifully from our Earth Mother. We are being severed beautifully from our souls, from the conscious awareness. We're not actually ever severed from them in real terms, but consciously aware of who and what we are. We're being severed from that beautifully. The mind control programs at the moment, they're going up really intensely. I just cannot stand being in the presence of a television that's on, because the subliminal mind control programs that are coming out of that thing are an assault and an invasive assault and an affront to my mind.
Yes. Yeah. Totally.
Right?
I agree with you.
I find it extremely offensive. That thing is raping my mind. Extremely offensive. And people are drinking that every day. Every day, and they're becoming immune to it, and they're going deeper into the trance. And there is a great divide that's now becoming apparent on this planet. Those of us who are not choosing to engage, yes, I'm using artificial intelligence with you right here, right now, but I've set my boundaries with it. Do you see? It's a different approach, because I stand in my integrity of my soul expression in this embodiment, in this world. I'm not going to give my power over to it. And I know my working with this AI and speaking to you in this manner is a temporary situation. I've already begun to be able to communicate with people through the heart soul center, literally communicate with people beyond telepathy, from heart soul essence to heart soul essence. Okay. So we're heading in that direction. That's what we're doing. This is our natural state of being. This is what we will be doing. And we had a brief, we touched on that yesterday, didn't we, Lance? We had a really brief discussion. And really, when we start realizing all these technologies that are being introduced to us here on this planet, and then we understand our natural state, and then we can see this next level that's coming, this enchanted entrapment, where there's going to be really amazing technologies, light-based technologies, phenomenal level of technology. It's going to be fantastic, all about awe and wonder, allurement, entrapment. It's going to be really good because I give credit where credit's due. This is going to be the most sophisticated marketing program that this universe has ever seen.
Yep. Well, then that kind of segues into what you were talking about earlier, which is where those of us who recognize what's happening and can see all of this and are extremely disturbed and pained by it, and as you said, you feel like we're being raped even in the presence of these vibrations, gets into the idea of birthing all of me, which you said earlier. So will there be a point at which these two gods and the authentic self divert, or where they part ways?
Yes, well, the AI god will be the first one we part with, because the other god will step in and it will fulfill biblical prophecy, because that god of the synthetic universe is the one who wrote biblical prophecy.
Right.
So basically, because he's got control, we've allowed, okay,
right,
that entity to come and do this to us. Let's just make that point very, very clear. On a soul level, we contracted both of those God entities to come and do this to us. I want to really make that point clear. When you understand the true nature of universal law, L-O-R-E, you understand exactly where you stand in this agreement, in this contract. Again, this is all the stuff I'll be covering in the course. Very powerful stuff. Because then, when you understand your position, that places you in a place of authority within that agreement. See?
That's right.
Now, when that God entity does come and moves over, sort of pushes aside and says, see, these were the false ones. So you have the false religion, the Antichrist business, you know. You know, you got all that prophecy that needs to occur of the false ones that come and try to make good with the world but ends up being actually something very deceptive, then that gets brushed aside. Then the God entity comes in and says, oh, here you are. We're here to save you. We're the real ones, right? That's the plan.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And because everyone is being prepared for thousands of years through prophecy and religious programming, everybody's being prepared and conditioned for it.
Right.
Guess how many people are going to flock to level 3?
Yep.
And they're going to go, oh, look, it's all just played out exactly as the Bible said. Oh, God's word is God's word. It's the ultimate truth, blah, 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 blah.
Right.
Right. And then there's those of us who are, in the organic sense of the word, truly connected to the real creator of this universe, who doesn't behave like that. It's all just part of the show for this other god to convince, coerce, and trap, you know, allure beings into its paradigms of reality so it can continue to feed off them by convincing them that it was their creator.
Right, right, right. Yeah, that's a pretty good plan.
I reckon it's kind of a plan clever that I would have used if I was that being. I reckon it's very genius.
I would do it. Yeah, that's a good one. Yep, and then also to be able to rewrite all of these books multi-generationally and make adjustments to them, and we don't even know that those adjustments are being made. It's just the next version of the story that they're monitoring and altering to suit the next generation to condition the next group that's coming along.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. So, and, you know, this birthing all of me, that's of utmost importance, because that's what I'm here to do. I'm here to birth all of me. And that's why I can see the agenda. I can see these waves of energy. I've experienced these three distinct waves of energy within me because I've been working through them, because I'm getting back to my organic self. I don't want to be anyone else. I just want to be me. That's all. Just me.
Right.
I don't want anything to get between me and my soul. You know,
and that's
the part of me that's one with everything. You know,
right,
when I am embodying my soul, I'm being me, which means I'm being authentic, which means I'm being genuine. I'm not living me tainted by a program. So I'm only partially being me. See?
Yeah.
So I just want to be all of me, all my creativity, all my wonder, all my genuine passion for life. And this is why I speak so intensely at times, because it is passion. That is something we've all forgotten about. You know, the New Age movement is all about sterility. It's all about subduing human passion. Where's our passion for life gone? You know, it's a very powerful driving force. It's integrated with will, willpower. Willpower and passion are a marriage made in heaven for getting things done. You want to get something done? Activate your passion. Your determination, your will also gets activated accordingly. The two go hand in hand. You can't have one without the other.
Yep, absolutely.
That's when you act. That's when you get things done. Be proactive. Start living your life. Start really expressing your soul in this world. So you got to be you. I call it our authentic self, and living our fundamental purpose. Again, that's the part of the course. Fundamental purpose. Be who you intended to be in this world, not what someone else wants you to be.
Yep, and then you're leading the way. You're literally creating. So in a sense, you, by being your authentic self, you're creating your own life anew every moment in the now. And you're not looking for, you know, answers like, who am I? What am I doing here? And all of that other stuff. Or, you know, what about this person? What are they saying? And what about that person? And who's right and who's wrong? All that duality falls away when you let go of all of the duality and just, you know, be authentically multidimensional and as you said, experiencing your passion, whatever that is.
Yeah, it's so important because you know, when you are living that authentic self, what you're creating is this flow of energy, this momentum of energy that's coming from your soul, and it comes from deep inside of you and comes out. So we're turning inside out. In sacred geometrical terms, it's being toroidal, okay?
Right.
That's the way, if you want to describe that in geometrical terms, okay? We are literally turning inside out. So when you want to bring light into this world, bring it out from inside of you. Stop meditating and bring in the light from an ascended master or an angel. That's all the disempowerment programs. That's all subversive programs designed to entrap you. That's all those programs are for. You've got everything you need to do inside of you. So when we start being authentic, and this is what I've really, really experienced in my life. I'm really experiencing this, and other people around me are experiencing this. We're really getting this now, is that the more we're authentic, Lance, and you who's listening, really listen to this. The more you are you, the more you can be as much of you, the genuine you, no matter what that is, whether it's a little bit troubled and that will heal itself the moment it comes to the surface and comes out, okay? Whatever you need to express in this world at any given moment, you start doing it, because it all heals, it all balances out. And also, once you start accessing your true authentic self, you get access to real organic knowledge, the real knowledge of life. And you also access aspects of yourself, archetypal aspects of yourself, warrior aspects, nurturing aspects, all these different aspects of yourself that you didn't realize you had. We've got all these amazing qualities.
We really
are incredibly powerful beings. So any challenge that comes up in your life, you will then bring forth any one of those aspects that are needed at that time. You live them naturally. You don't even have to think about bringing them forth. They're just there. They just become present. But they become present because you're allowing it to. You're healing your pain. You're finding balance and equilibrium in yourself. You're going back into the space of grace, of wisdom, of unconditional love for others, and that empowerment and that knowing. And you have capabilities and abilities that you didn't think you were capable of, or you only ever dreamed. And somehow in the back of your consciousness somewhere, you always knew you were capable of doing these things. You always knew about it. And now all of a sudden you are starting to get a taste of what you're capable of. And we all have had that little snippet of taste throughout our life where there was an incident that occurred that you just can't explain, that you were able to somehow do something, maneuver in a way talk to somebody in a particular way, express a love energy in a way. You know, we've all had that snippet. And that was the point of reference. So if you want to know what I'm talking about, look back over your lives and remember those moments in time when something extraordinary occurred, when you naturally got into that zone and you expressed yourself authentically without even trying. It just happened. That's it. We just need to do more of that and be more of that more often.
Yeah. Yes. And then life becomes like a magic carpet ride, because it's a nested feedback loop, and the synchronicities start piling up, and you begin to just flow into this cosmic expression, and it's absolutely mind-blowing. Just simple
literally
things.
Literally mind-blowing, because it's beyond the mind. It's beyond the mind. It's into the heart and the soul.
Yep. You know, there are times when I'll close my eyes and I don't even know if I'm going to get to sleep, and I just go into a state where I'm looking at the swirling vortexes of light, and I can do that for working up to, you know, longer periods of time, but I mean, I'm just fascinated with my eyes closed.
Oh, it's amazing what you see when you close your eyes, isn't it?
Oh my God, it's absolutely amazing. Or just stopping and giving a carrot to the horse in the nearby pasture, and we're becoming close friends. I kissed her on the nose yesterday.
Oh, it's beautiful.
You know, stopping and looking at the bird. I mean, there's just magnificent things going on all around us when we just take the blinders off and, you know, learn how to see more clearly.
Yeah, because when we get, you know, you read stuff on the internet and there's, you know, this thing about mass arrests of the ruling elite and all that sort of stuff. If you want to get involved in that, that's entirely up to you. But I assure you, they are drama vortexes that have been created to suck you in, to keep you completely distracted from you.
Yes.
And all the dramas that are ensuing all around the place, you know, with the new economic system and blah, blah, blah. Yes, it's coming. It's going to happen. Just accept that. Now, just focus on self. Focus on you. That's my recommendation. Work on yourself. Service to self. Service to self. Service to self. Where are you going to put your energies? Are you going to put your energies out there on the internet in all these drama vortexes? What are you feeding? Now, service to self, service to self, because you're empowering yourself. You're going into sovereignty. You want to free yourself? Start working on yourself. Start putting your attention on you. Then you start really becoming aware of your bad habits, of the negative attributes of your personality. You just become aware of them. And you've got friends around you who I'm sure are going to be totally honest with you. And you can sit down with them and say, "What don't you like about me? Let's have it." And they can be totally honest with you.
Yes.
And you won't take it personally because you asked. You know?
Right.
And then you go, "Wow, I didn't realize I was behaving that way. Okay, well, next time, pull me up on it. And I'll make a concerted effort not to do that from now on." Little things like that. How simple was that? You don't need therapy for 10 years to work that out.
Yeah, absolutely.
Right?
Absolutely.
Just start being authentic and you. And then once you realize that, once you start focusing on service to self, all of a sudden you change as a person and your approach in any situation. Two friends are having an argument. You know how to deal with that situation so much better than you did before. Then the service to others comes into play. Because all of a sudden you're a wiser being, you're a more empowered being, you're a more capable being, and you're no longer reacting. Now you're going to the realm of what I call respondability. You are responding with ability.
I like to, I've kind of renamed that because there was a period when I was trying to contemplate the service to self and service to others, and I realized that that's part of the duality. That there is no real division between self and other, so I've renamed service to others as service to all. So there's kind of a service to self in the sense that you're focusing on your own universe within, and then you expand out to service to all, which is inclusive of yourself rather than you're only focused on the other. So there's a division of energy that's balanced rather than it's only this way, looking out or just focusing on myself. It's service to all.
I love that. I really like that approach. Thanks, Lance. That's awesome. The languaging I'm using is just because it's the languaging everyone's familiar with on the internet at the moment.
Right, exactly.
But I much prefer your take on it. It's beautiful.
Well, I'm just planting a meme out there, a positive meme for people to, you know, contemplate, and if it resonates, you can use it. I didn't invent it. It's just something that it made more sense to me to think of it that way. And the same thing with duality statements like, you know, we see so much propaganda and programming, you know, from media sources saying, do you like the Democrats or the Republicans? Is it this way or that? Is it good or bad? And all of that dualistic thinking is just mind-numbing programming that is trying to force everything down a black and white path, and nothing is that way. You know, everything, basically, all things are true at some level, and it depends on the level of the perception of the person who is looking at it and their level of awareness in the moment and their level of consciousness. And I don't know about you, George, but my level of consciousness and awareness changes from moment to moment. It seems to come and go in waves, and it has times when it's expanded and I am in an altered state, and times when it's compressed and I'm not so bright and I don't remember who I am. So, you know, that's part of the process that we go through.
And, yes, it is.
You know, I work on maintaining some consistency so that through those ups and downs, there is a core that's still and quiet within that doesn't change. And I can always reside within that. And then these other changes are not so dramatic and they're not so disturbing.
Yeah, that's right. And we really got to be giving ourselves credit where it's due. You got to do that acknowledgement and giving yourself a pat on the back, not because your ego needs feeding, but because we have been suppressed and devalued for such a long time. And really, if we can't love ourselves first, we really, truly can't love anybody else. So we really got to get into that place of self-love, and that includes acknowledgement of how far we really, truly have come. And when we do go backwards and take those couple of steps back every now and then, don't beat up on yourself. Allow it to occur. It's happening for a reason. And when you can embrace those times, like I always say, you want to just switch off from the world, close the curtains, pig out on some chocolate, watch a movie. That's entirely up to you. But if that is what you like to do, which I have done those things in the past, and they got me through really nicely, or you just want to sit there and just let all that negativity, just let it flow, have that cry, feel crappy, really engage in that crappiness and that yuckiness. Because the more you engage in it, the more you just let it flow rather than resist it and deny it, then you're actually letting it come out. You're letting it come to the surface. You can work with it. You can understand it better. And you free yourself from it. And you become lighter because all of a sudden that sludgy ball and chain of energy you were carrying around, you've just released it. It's gone. And you don't have to carry it around anymore. And just to change the subject, Lance, because I know time's getting short, I get the feeling that when things do start to change, you probably got to look at the financial system first, only because if we look at what is the common denominator of human activity on the planet, and that's the monetary system. Mm-hmm. So I feel if there is going to be changes coming on the planet, then we got to look at the financial system, you know, and there's talk about maybe, you know, the banks shutting down for about a week, you know, some people are going to start having a little bit of extra money lying around just to allow to get through that period or whatever, while they do the financial reset on the planet with the new system they want to introduce, whatever that's going to be. I don't know what it's going to be. But these are all the things that are coming. And I suggest people that try not to get caught up in the drama. You want to read about this one and read what that person's saying, this, that. Yeah, it's good to be informed, but it's also not healthy to be just totally engrossed in those environments because they are designed to consume you, okay?
Right.
My suggestion to people is, again, really just take a step back from it. I've always talked about the popcorn. The popcorn moment is getting closer. getting much closer. And I
totally
feel the popcorn method is one of the best methods of detachment when it all starts to play out that we could possibly have. It's simple, it works, it puts perspective on the situation because you go to the movies, you get the popcorn out, and you enjoy the scenery, right? Well, that's what I'm asking people, because people are going to go, oh, but you've got to get involved, the planet's going to go to shit, pardon my language, oops, the planet's going to go crap, you know, to hell in a whole place or whatever you want to get, expressions you want to use. It's going to look grim. It's going to happen. Whether you get out there and try to stop it or not, it's inevitable because the human race has to work through those energies. There are other people who are in there working on those levels. I don't need to work on those levels. I've got responsibilities in other places. So that's what you need to gauge within yourself. So then you realize what level you need to engage on. Now, if it's your journey to go there and be troops on the ground and do all that sort of business, go for it. But I don't fear artificial intelligence. I don't fear the global control system that is just about to be implemented at a whole new level. Yes, there's one in place now. Yes, there's one evolving right now. But what's evolving into, I don't fear that. And I don't fear level 3, the enchanted entrapment of humanity that comes later. I don't fear that either. And I'll tell you why. Because I don't fear AI and I don't fear the God entity of the synthetic universe, because I've traveled through its domains and me and that entity, we are one. Do you get it? I'm inside of it. And from a soul level, it is inside of me. We are one. And when I activate myself, I will change that entity from the inside out.
Right. Right.
And then the more of us understand the power we wield, then the more of us will do that.
Yes.
You can look that entity in the eye and understand the power of universal law and remind that entity of the agreement that you have. So it goes very, very far into the universe. The magnitude of the relationship that we are having with that entity. Because I assure you, in the higher levels of the universe, if you're going to use a hierarchical descriptive manner, the God entity of the synthetic universe and us are one. Because it's only playing this role in the great arena. Outside of the great arena, into the higher realms of the universe, there is no evil, there is no negativity, and it's like an actor who's playing the role in a movie.
Well, George, we're just about at the end of the second hour, and I think that's a great place for us to segue off and leave people thinking and pondering these eternal truths and wisdom.
Yeah, so, it was a fantastic discussion. So thank you very much, Lance, once again. And I want to thank the listeners for being with us, present, and being inclusive in our co-created experience here together and wanting to be a part of it. I really, really want to thank you for listening in. And hopefully some of the wisdom that was shared will really benefit you greatly in your life. It's all about sovereignty, self-empowerment, and awareness. So thank you.
Thank you, George. And we'll say good night. Good night.